drink.
More sippy sip. Hold
Oh
on
gosh.
one second.
Oh, okay.
Quirks, hint of citrus pack, watermelon, salt, lime.
I've had that one. Delicious,
Oh my
delightful.
God. Okay, that's all I had to say.
That's my favorite flavor,
I just saw
is
your
the watermelon
watermelon.
salt and lime.
Yep.
That's why I'm drinking these, to chase the rush of the watermelon salt
I don't
lime.
even like the watermelon White Claws. That's the thing.
Yeah,
But the
those
quirk,
slap,
chef's kiss.
slap.
Okay.
Anyway, it's the salt. The salt's what makes
It
it.
does. Oh,
It
yum.
balances it out.
It does. I'm leaving this in.
Okay. No, I think you should. This is a plug for Quirk.
Actually, yeah, it's a Kansas City, Missouri delicacy.
It's a Boulevard Brewing Company delicacy.
They're little seltzer waters for those of you who like seltzers. See if you can get those at your local joint.
You can't in Kentucky, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, hi, best friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today, well, we are discussing the long-awaited Funny Story by Emily Henry. And when I tell you that we are so excited right now, like, I wish you could feel the energy.
This was my most anticipated read for the year.
Yeah. And guess what? It lived up to the hype.
It was everything I wanted and more, because I'm not gonna lie. Going into it, I didn't even know what to expect. I wasn't sure what the vibes were gonna be.
Same.
Like, we're coming right off the wings of Happy Place, which was
Which was kind of sad.
phenomenal. One of my favorite books that I've read so far. I mean, obviously Book Lovers was incredible. And like, a lot of her books I feel like have been like nostalgia based and like very much like tied to like emotions and stuff. And not that
Yeah.
this one wasn't, but it was so fucking funny.
Yes. Funny story.
It was so funny.
So before we get into our ratings and everything, I'm going to read you all the back of the book. First of all, this is rated very highly on Goodreads. It is rated a 4.35 with 231,000 ratings.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of ratings.
And almost 42,000 of those people left reviews along with those ratings.
So it could be higher.
Me included. I gave this book 5 stars.
I also gave this book 5 stars.
We're giving things away. Okay, so this is the back of the book. Daphne always loved the way her fiance Peter told their story, how they met on a blustery day, fell in love over an errant hat, and moved back to his lakeside hometown to begin their life together. He was really good at telling it, right up until the moment he realized he was actually in love with his childhood best friend, Petra, which is how Daphne begins her new story, stranded in beautiful Wayne Bay, Michigan, without friends or family, but with a dream job as a children's librarian that barely pays the bills. And proposing to be roommates with the only person who could possibly understand her predicament, Petra's ex, Miles Nowick. Scruffy and chaotic, with a penchant for taking solace in the sounds of heartbreak love ballads, same.
So valid.
Miles is exactly the opposite of practical, buttoned-up Daphne, whose coworkers know so little about her, they have a running bet that she's either FBI or in witness protection. The roommates mainly avoid one another until one day, while drowning their sorrows, they form a tenuous friendship and a plan. If said plan also involves posting deliberately misleading photos of their summer adventures together, well, who could blame them? But it's all just for show, of course, because there's no way Daphne would actually start her new chapter by falling in love with her ex-fiance's new fiance's ex, right?
Right?
It's
It's so silly and it was so fun. It was so fun.
Oh my God, the vibes
Oh,
were
I loved it.
immaculate.
It was the perfect length as well.
Yes.
I
Like
was
when
not
we got to
bored at
like
any
the third
point.
act, like we're not going to call it a breakup, even though it kind of was. But yeah, the third act breakup, kind of, because they weren't like
They weren't
really,
really
really dating,
together.
but they liked each other and
They
it
were
was a
in love at that
miscommunication.
point.
But by the time we got there and like the length of book that was left, I was like, okay, yeah, this is perfect. Perfect
She's gonna
amount.
wrap this up with a bow, really pretty.
And she did in the exact amount of time that it required. Nothing more, nothing less.
Thank you,
And
Emily.
she's really perfected her craft, I have to say.
I like some of her other books, like I've definitely had some complaints like about the way the characters were written. And like, I'm not going to say like there weren't some things that like they needed to happen, but I didn't like it. But like they
Yeah.
were important,
Important
but
to the
like
story.
there weren't any complaints that I had.
Yeah. No, same. I'm not sure I have any.
I have like
Complaint.
some small bones to pick, but it's really nitpicky and I'll get into it.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, what would you rate this book? Let's start there.
I was gonna say if I could give it a million out of 10, I would, but this is actually a podcast that we created and I will be giving it a million out of 10.
Yeah,
So,
actually, them's there's no
like,
rules. Them's
no,
no
the rules are
rules.
my rules and I'm gonna give it a million out of
Yeah.
10.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints.
I will also give it a million out of 10. I was going to give it
Yeah.
an 11 out of 10, but why stop there? A million out of 10. This is actually now my new favorite
Yeah.
Emily Henry book. It has surpassed Book Lovers for me, which is saying a lot. That is saying a lot.
I picked this book up and I read it straight through for 6 hours until 3:30 in the morning when I finished it. I did not eat, sleep, or go to the bathroom.
The only reason I did not do that is because I was being a responsible adult,
Nope.
and making sure I got enough sleep before going to work. But you
There
know
was
what? No
nothing coming
judgment.
in between me and this book.
No judgment on my part. You know what's funny? So Tabby and I both ordered signed copies of this book, which
Yeah,
it's now my most prized
we're
possession.
very special.
I would run back into, if my home was on fire, I would run back in to save this book. I value it more than my own life. I think what's really just kidding. I am just kidding.
She's
Just
fine.
for the record, I'm joking. But what's really funny to me is we both have like, this like most amazing special copy of this book. Tabby texts me like the next day after starting it. She's like, I did, by the way, break down and buy a copy for our Kindle, because she
My
can't read in
little
bed.
fingers are so short, and that book was so heavy.
It is heavy. It's a
And
hardback.
I've gotten used to reading with my Kindle, which is a Paperwhite, and it's very lightweight. And so by about chapter five, I had like it had fallen out of my broken pinky finger like 6 times. And so I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. Give her more of my money,
Yeah.
actually.
Well, I have no qualms about paying for
No.
any version. I would buy the audiobook too, because I'm sure it's
I
sliced.
think I'm going to.
Let's do it. I say that as if I'm the one who pays for Audible
She
with
actually
you.
just uses my Audible
I actually just
stuff.
mooch off of yours. But you know what's also funny is I was missing reading it on my Kindle as well because I wanted to
Yeah.
highlight things. So I was really glad that you did that.
And like
Anyway.
I'm always going to buy a copy of the book. Like, don't get it
Yeah.
twisted, but I will be reading it on my Kindle because I'm a little bitch to my books. Like, I crack that shit and like
Yeah.
the pages are torn
I need
and
my trophies to stay pristine. Well, it's
yeah.
funny. I was like, it's my new prized possession, and I did accidentally tear two pages at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm a monster. Like, I'm talking
We're
about how much
just
I
the
love it,
worst.
and I destroy the things I love.
But
Everyone,
not.
check in on my husband. He's probably fine.
He's great. Well, let's get into some of these characters then, because I don't think I've ever been more excited to talk about a book villain in my life. I have a lot of things to say today, but we'll start with the good characters first.
Okay, let's start with
Okay.
Daphne,
We'll
the
start with
most
Daphne.
logical place to start.
She is the loveliest main female character that I have ever had the fortune of reading about.
Yeah.
She, in my eyes, could do no wrong.
Yeah, even when she did mess up, I was
Yeah,
like,
she
no, she
did.
didn't mean it.
But because of her upbringing and the people she had in her life,
Gets a
I
pass.
had a very hard time faulting her for that. And
Yeah.
I don't think I ever will. She had one of my dream jobs. She was a librarian.
Oh my God.
She was so
Yes.
good at it. She knew what she wanted in life. The only thing that sucked was that she was afraid of settling down. I think something that a lot of us can probably relate to is the feeling of not belonging and like really, really wanting to.
For sure.
And so I think that was really cool for me to read because, I mean, there's probably been a lot of times where you feel like you're just on the outskirts of being part of a group, but you
Yeah.
are just aren't quite welcome.
And what is truly devastating is that she thought she finally found
And
that
you
with
do
Peter.
think you are. Yeah.
And it was ripped out from underneath her. And she said, what
It's like,
the
that sucks. That's a shitty feeling.
Something wonderful about Emily Henry is that she is also a Taylor Swift fan. And she was asked in an interview to like, say what album all of her books were, or maybe not all of her books, but this one was included. And she said this book, funny story, is the Tortured Poets Department. And when you were just describing Daphne, there's a song called The Bolter. And I'm a much bigger like Taylor Swift fan than Tabby, so you probably don't know this song, but
I do.
basically
I
it's
have heard
like,
this song,
okay, you
but
have.
I
Yes,
do
it's
know that one.
about a girl who just anytime things get real, she hits the ground running. And so for Daphne, it's not exactly the same because for her, she never let things get real in the first place because
Yeah.
she knew she would be leaving. So it's a little different, but it does really remind me of her.
Yeah.
Especially, there's a line that's like, and I can confirm she made a curious child ever reviled by everyone except her own father.
Oh.
It's literally Daphne.
Wow.
And then, like, her best mates laughed and they nicknamed her the Bolter. And then you think about, like, at the library, how they all joke, like, she's in witness protection.
Well, and even Sadie does. Like, Sadie knows how
Yeah.
she is too. And which is so shitty. And I'm going to talk about her because she pissed me the fuck off. Actually, I do
I
have one
forgot to even write her
complaint.
down.
I have one complaint, and it's her. And I'll get to that later. But I loved her. And I did love her dedication, even though she knew she was wanting to leave at one point. Like, she did not let that affect her work. She did not let
Yeah.
that affect her relationships. She
No, she
showed
was
up
like, I
and gave it
am
her all.
dedicated to this readathon. It was so important to
Yes.
her. She's like, I'm staying. It's for the kids. It's for the library.
She's like, I love you people all so much, even though
Even though she was dying
I
inside.
don't think I'm part of it, but like she really truly was. But yeah, her character development was just, it was so special. And it
It
was very
was.
subtle. And part of the subtlety was in just even the way Emily Henry wrote, like the chapter headings and stuff like that. Like you'd had like the countdown to the readathon, and then at some point it's like countdown to the readathon if I want to stay, and
Yeah.
then day of, and then this is what's happening right now. I don't really give a fuck what happens at this point.
It is so good. So yes, that's one thing Emily did. The other thing she did was with the schedule, because Daphne is so regimented. She's got this schedule. It has her entire life on it. When she finally starts kind of like falling for Miles and getting comfortable and like really seeing herself there, the schedule falls by the wayside for like weeks. And in fact, it becomes a problem. Because she ends up missing Ashley's birthday because of it, which is truly devastating. But the fact that she could even like forget about the schedule, like it just truly shows she was like settling in, she was getting comfortable. And then she makes this mistake and she's like,
This is why I'm the way that I
oh
am.
my God. She's like, yeah, like I am actually the worst person on the planet. And it's like, no, girl, you're
You're a
not.
human.
You're
You're a
actually
human
just a
being.
human. So good. It was so subtle.
Even though like everyone did think she was so uptight as well, like I said, her inner monologue was good, but I don't think I fully grasped how good it was until at one point, like I had like tears in my eyes laughing. Like I have so many passages highlighted just where she is such a smart ass. The way they riff like back and forth with each other, it like that chemistry is just so good.
It's like the most attractive
It
thing.
is like it was. There wasn't even like it was spicy. Don't get me wrong. There was some spice to this. There was a little kick to this one, but like I think just the chemistry between them was the best part.
What had me blushing more was definitely their banter.
Yes, it was perfection. It was perfection.
Yeah.
And I do want to. I mean, let's talk about Miles really quick
Let's
because
talk about him.
this was one of the. And I said that about this to her, like her as well. This was one of the best male characters I have read.
Yeah, he's complete. Because again, Emily Henry does a great job of like humanizing her characters. And so on the outside, you're looking at him, you're like, oh my God, he's so charming and like carefree and charismatic.
And
On
like
the
kind of a
inside,
mess.
he is,
A hot mess.
yeah, like yes, for lack of anything else to describe him, he's falling apart. From the inside
Well,
out.
and like you do see some of that same development, but from the opposite side, because I think the only person who's ever seen him fully as a hot mess in his own environment is Daphne living with him. And I'm sure Petra saw that too when they were together, but like him just completely falling apart, like listening to sad songs and watching sad movies and just being high all the time. Like, and he's even like, that's not me. That's not how I am.
Yeah,
Like, she
it's
got to
just
see him
heartbroken.
early on, just at the worst of his worst. And I think that's truly what brought them together the most.
And I love him so much. He's truly my new favorite book boyfriend, like of all time. I think part of that is because I found him to be, again, just so relatable. Same with Daphne, like so relatable. And these are obviously they're two very different characters, but it's funny because I can see myself in both of them. And I think that in itself is just wild to make people relate to characters that are actually nothing like them in real life. But you just latch on to these
You
pieces that
see
make them
glimpses of
so human.
yourself.
Yeah, like him blasting sad songs 24/7, even when he and Daphne are happy. Like there's like the basically like a year later after they're together, and he's still listening to breakup songs as he gets ready for like whatever. That's me.
It fills him with joy.
Yes, it fills him with joy to listen to the most utterly heartbreaking, devastating playlist known to man. And that is me as well. I get that. I get that a lot.
One thing that I just like, I really found relatable with him, and it's probably like the sadder part of it, but he was so carefree, like on the outside, but it was because like it was just easier to be okay than to like really face like any of the conflict going on or like anything he may possibly disagree with. And like I find myself doing that a lot, just even in like everyday stuff. Like he was a people person, and it's like I really don't care much for people, but I am a people person. Like if I need to be, like I could talk to just about anybody and find like some common denominator between us, but that doesn't mean I like them or agree with them or want to be around them, but it's
Yeah,
just
and that's
easier
him.
to do that. And that is like, that was, it was interesting to see it in a book.
It is so funny. Yeah, because again, like that's arguably like an unhealthy trait to have. It's like a people-pleasing tendency. And yeah, so just seeing these like little pieces, these like imperfect parts of her characters that like stand out, and they're like, oh my God, that's so relatable. I do that too. And then seeing them heal from that is so healing for yourself as the reader because you're like, oh
It's
my God.
okay to not get along with
Yeah,
everybody.
you're like, oh my God, like I don't have to do that. Look, like he changed, she changed. Like there are things that you can do and you can be happier in your life and more fulfilled and stop worrying about what other people think. Stop worrying about like whether or not your negative feelings are going to bring down the vibe. Like it is just everything about her books is so heartwarming. And by the end, you just feel like so good about
I feel
yourself.
fulfilled, every time. I do also just love that, like, he doesn't give a shit, really, either. Like, as much as he's a people pleaser, like, he truly doesn't care that much about, like, how people view him. He wants to be the peacekeeper. But
I can
he's so
relate to that
charming
too.
and weird and quirky, like, he has an uneven amount of Crocs. And he drives, like, a piece of shit car. And, like, he likes to get drunk on his couch just on a Tuesday for fun. And it's like, I don't know, like, just talk about that. Like, he was a human. He was
Yeah,
just a human
the uneven
being.
Crocs. Oh my God.
The uneven Crocs was so on brand.
Something else about him that was just hilarious. He and Daphne makes a big deal out of this, but he knows a guy for everything. Like he knows where to get the perfect cheese, where to get the perfect like butternut squash, and it's like so funny to Daphne. But what's what's really funny to me is that it reminds me of like on Pawn Stars. Did you ever watch Pawn
Oh,
Stars?
yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
because that guy always knows this like specific person who can do like this super hyper specific appraisal for this really like ancient ass, like there's only two in
Artifact.
existence. Yeah. And so I'm just like, oh my God, he's like the Pawn Stars guy. Like, oh yeah, let me just call so and
Well, like,
so.
those relationships were so pure too, because it shows how much he loves his community and like how like at home he feels, and he doesn't have to put on a show because it's like, oh, that's just Lenore, that's just so and so, and it's like,
You know what it also reminds me of? Our father-in-law.
oh yeah, our father-in-law is the man of the people.
He just knows everyone. Everyone loves him. That
He
man does not have a
would
single enemy.
He'd give you the shirt off of his back if you asked. You
Yeah.
wouldn't even have to ask. He'd just give it to
He would be like, "Oh, I see that you need a shirt. Here
Like,
you
here,
go."
you can have mine.
Because
I
he's also a
have,
very observant
he's like,
man.
yeah, I you need this more than me. And like, he is just, I don't know, one of the best people we know.
Yeah, that he has
Truly.
that Miles quality about him.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so funny. I just thought of that.
Yeah, no, he really, really does. That is very special.
He totally, I'm not saying he does, but he totally would own an uneven amount of Crocs.
Yeah, oh
Rob
yeah, he
would.
is so chaotic.
Yeah, he totally would.
He's very chaotic. He knows where everything is, but no one else would ever know.
Yeah, no. And he can explain to you exactly how to get to that thing, but don't bother looking for it. You will
You won't
not find
find
it on
it.
your own. Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Let's talk about Ashley. I love
So
her.
I wanted to be mad at her so bad.
I couldn't.
And I couldn't bring myself to hate her. I really couldn't. Because at first I'm like, ooh, she's kind of scary. But like, I
Yeah.
get it, because she is a single mom. She's going through some fucking shit. And
Yeah.
like, I hate that like she tried to like almost downplay for a little bit her feelings about her divorce. And
Yeah.
then eventually was like, but like I'm a person and I deserve to be happy too. And even though it wasn't a bad relationship, it wasn't a
It
good
wasn't
one
a good
either.
one. Yes, it was an okay one.
And I
Oh.
love that she was like, I feel like I deserve better. And she's like, unfortunately, I lost all my friends doing that. And she's like, so much happier though.
Yeah, and I feel like that story will resonate with so many readers who have
Yes.
that experience firsthand because, like, and this is the same thing with Daphne's mom, too. It's like, if you're gonna have a man in your life, he better be worth your time.
Yes.
Because
Same
if
with
he's
friends,
not,
though.
what are you doing? Same with friends, any relationship in your life. If you're going to have that relationship, they better be worth your time and your energy
Yes.
because it's not worth it to like be drained by someone, you know?
And you know what I
Not
just
worth it.
realized? Like, she probably latched on to Ashley like that because of how much she reminded her of her mother. And it's like, it's funny to see it because at work, like, Ashley is very just like a fuck off type person. But at home, like, her son is her world. And she
Yes.
is a super mom. She makes sure, like, when he has people over, that is the house to be. And, like, that
That's
is
what
what
Daphne's mom
Daphne
did.
was saying. Yes. And so I think Daphne seeing her with her son just reminded her so much of her relationship with her mom. And that's why they were such good friends, too.
Yeah.
Because that's just a strong woman that, like, she needed in her life.
Ashley was not only like taking on that friend role, but also like that like motherly role, like the
Yes.
mother friend.
And like when they had their miscommunication, that was almost worse than the breakup.
It was.
I
Oh, my
was,
heart sunk because you know
I
what?
got
I
sick to
forgot.
my stomach.
Me too, because did you forget about Ashley's
I
birthday?
did. And then when she said Saturday, in the back of my head, I was like, I feel like they mentioned Saturday before. And then whenever she was like, oh my God, I missed her birthday, I was like, oh my God, we missed her
No,
birthday.
you're better than me because I did not e it did not even cross my mind. And so when it got to that reveal, I felt the
Yeah.
devastation and the heartbreak that Daphne felt. I was like, oh my God, like we fucked up.
And just every time she would compare herself to her father too, because she's like, oh, I got her this. And she's like, oh my God, my dad would get me food as like a consolation gift. And she's like, and I just did this to her instead of like just owning up and facing the facts and confronting her and being like, I fucked up and I'm
Yeah.
so sorry. Instead, she's like, oh, I got you some donuts. Like, I hope this helps. And like, I don't think she didn't mean it like that, obviously, but like,
No.
just when she compared herself to her dad, I was like, no, you are so much
No,
better.
because what she did was so thoughtful. It was like the pastries from Portugal where Ashley
Yeah.
talked about always wanting to go, but like what her dad would do
So
is
I got
just
you some fudge.
yeah, like yeah, exactly. And another thing about Daphne too, she beats herself up so much, but like everyone's love language is different, everyone's communication style is different, and for some people confrontation is so hard.
Yeah.
And she gives herself such a hard time about that. It's like, no, like it is hard to broach the subject with words sometimes. Sometimes you
Yeah.
need to do an act of service, like showing up and starting to paint her bedroom. Like
Yes.
she was giving herself such a hard time when really it's like, well, that's not how you communicate.
Right. And it was really cool that Ashley understood that love language as well. Like her wanting to give her gifts because she's a gift giver, and her like going in and starting to paint it. She's like, okay, this girl means business. Like she is groveling
Yeah,
at this
she
point.
said, "Girl,
Like
stand up."
she said, we're fine.
And
Don't worry about it.
what was so real too is she's like, actually, my therapist told me I set up tests for people, and I need to stop doing that. But I was like, no, like this is so
Like, I get
real.
it. I do get
Yeah, and that's the thing is like your friends aren't mind readers. Your partner is not
No.
a mind reader. You need to tell them what your needs are. And so she was like, no, that was my bad. I was waiting to catch you in your mistake, and that was my bad. And I was
Oh
like,
my
oh my God,
gosh.
you're so real for that.
Like, that's
We've
also
all done
terrifying because
it.
I think I've done that before, but
We've all done that before. There's not a single person on the planet who hasn't.
I thought that was a really great addition to the book. And like I said, almost more heartbreaking. Like a friend breakup is sometimes harder than like a relationship breakup.
Yeah.
And I was devastated. And so
Yeah.
when they got back together, like when they rekindled their friendship, like I was rooting so hard for them.
Me too. And it's funny you mentioned that because like the thing with like Miles, I was like, oh, whatever, but you still love your job. Like you can stay in Waiting Bay. When shit hit the fan with Ashley, I was
Like you
like, you
work
gotta
there.
leave. You gotta
You work
go.
there.
Sorry, girl, fly home to your mother. You fucked up.
Yeah, it's like
Like,
I can never face you again.
yeah, like that was truly the
Yeah.
breakup of the book.
Traumatic. So before we move on to Julia, I like had convinced myself that somehow Ashley and Julia were going to end up together. Like,
Like 20 years apart.
I know, but like their relationship, I feel like, is very overlooked. And I don't
Yeah.
know if it's like she was taking her on as like a mother type
I do
figure
think it was
or
more
not.
that.
But because at first I was like, what is going on? Like, why is she constantly with Julie? She's like, oh, I'm gonna go hang out with Ashley. And it's like, how do you know Ashley?
Yeah, I think it is. It's just innocent because
It
I'm
is.
pretty sure Ashley is 43 and Julia is
She
like
and I
23.
did just think of that, yeah. I think, yeah, that was just like the mother figure maybe that Julia never had because their mom is a fucking psycho.
That's what it is. You're right.
And like she needed that stability that Ashley could provide.
No, you're actually so right. That's what
Like
actually
Ashley was
happened.
like, oh, you need stuff for your room? Let me take you to Target. Oh,
That's,
like you need
yeah.
groceries? Yeah, let me go take you grocery
She
shopping.
went into mom mode. You're
Yeah.
right.
And
Oh
I
my
thought that
God.
was very special.
That's wholesome. That's wholesome as fuck.
And
Let's
like I
talk about
said,
Julia
a
too.
very overlooked friendship.
Yeah. That was just happening in the background. And Emily does such a good job of that too with her
Yeah.
like background characters. Julia,
Julia,
hilarious.
you wild woman, you.
So funny. I think every woman in the world at one point has wished they could be more like a Julia. I think not all of us are cut out to be a Julia, but we've all
No.
wished we could be.
But I love her for it. And like, she is such a baby sister.
Yeah.
And it was hard to hate her. You know,
I
there was nothing to hate about her, really, except that she was just, I think at times, like a little aloof about things. Like,
know.
but
But she is much younger than everyone
what
else in the book.
23-year-old isn't?
I think she just was doing the best that she could. I am so proud of her for what she did, like finally making the move, just being like, you know what? I'm going to where my only family is. Like, that had to have been so scary, especially the fact she just got on a plane without even making the plans. She was like,
And the
I'm just going to
fact
my family,
that
my
she
brother.
was so aware of like how Miles was as a person too, but knew that he would take her in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
He knew something was wrong, but was never going to like ask.
Yeah, she didn't want to like put that on him.
Like
It's
they're both
so,
so damaged.
they are, and they're both just trying to protect each other. That's the ironic part of it all. But in the end, they finally have a heart to heart. We don't really get to know what that looks like as the reader, but we know that they had it, and I can assume that it was
She
perfect.
was the perfect cock block in this book.
Yeah,
Like,
actually. Oh my God.
she.
Because the whole time when they were like fucking in the kitchen, I was like, Julia could walk in.
Julia lives here.
Julia, I
I know,
was
because it's like, oh my God, like, where's Julia gonna sleep? And they're like, oh, she's just gonna sleep in the floor in between our bedrooms. And I'm like, no
No, it
way.
was perfect. But when they were getting it on the kitchen, I was like, go to a bedroom right now. What is wrong with
Like, you're
you?
gonna scar your little sister.
I was
And
panicking.
that's the point of Julia. Julia was just the perfect addition to add more chaos to their lives.
To their
And
dynamic. Yeah, because otherwise they would have fucked a long time ago.
it was so perfect. But I
She.
think she also got Daphne. I mean, she did get Daphne out of her shell with like the whole like, go try on your fucking wedding dress. Let's
Yes.
go list all of your shit in the closet. Like, we're getting this out of here today.
Yeah, she was such a good, like,
She's a doer.
she didn't want to face her own problems, but boy, would she solve everyone else's. And I love that for her. I also would love some sort of like epilogue or something that
Novella.
just tells us like what happens to all these characters. But I am especially interested in what goes on with Julia's story. I want to know what happens.
I kind of like that she didn't, though, because the whole point is that, like, Daphne had always planned out her life to a T, and us not saying, like, did they get married? Did blah, blah, blah happen? It's like, I don't know. Like, she's not looking to
That's a
whatever the
good
next
point.
step is. She's living, like, in the moment.
That's cute. That's very poetic. I love that
Yes.
take.
Jumping back to Miles really quick, I do wish we had gotten some POVs from him. And that is like always probably my one big gripe whenever I read like a rom-com. It's almost never dual point of view.
I
And like,
know.
I just needed like three chapters. The first chapter being when he moved in with Daphne, the second chapter being after they almost slept together on the couch, and then the third one being when he went to go help Petra move.
Yeah.
Those are the only three that I need.
Because if
Yeah.
we got the Miles chapter of the perspective of him going to help Petra after, so like, you know how we all believed as the reader. Yeah, he went with Petra and he was with her for days. That's what we thought because that's what Daphne thought. And so if we had like that had happened and then immediately after it like flashed back to like
Like
48
3 days
hours
prior,
pre,
yeah.
and then it explained everything. We would be like, Daphne, no. Like we all would
Yeah.
have been like on
And
the edge of our seat.
I just think those three chapters would have added so much depth to the
Yeah.
story. That's just my opinion, though. And I get why she didn't,
Yes.
because that's not how rom-coms work,
But that
but
would be so good. It would just be such a
like,
good, or even
if,
if they aren't in the original book, but
like,
you
a
post them as
bonus
bonus
chapter,
chapters, which she
yes.
has totally done bonus chapters on her website
Yeah,
and
she
stuff.
did a Gus bonus chapter one time.
Yes.
Emily, I will be direct messaging you directly after recording this,
What if
so.
we're like, show me to me, please?
Give it to
I think she would appreciate that. Let's talk
okay.
about Peter.
I'm ready to talk about the villains of this book. Peter is the fucking scum between my toes.
Tell me more.
What a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah.
The audacity of
Oh my
a
God.
man.
The audacity, what she captured perfectly is the audacity of a rich white man.
Because you know he was hot. He was hot
Oh,
and he
yeah.
was nice to her. And that just reeled her on in because, like, what's not safe about a rich white man? Like, nothing.
Oh,
There's nothing safe about a rich white man.
there's nothing safe about a rich
That's
white
the
man.
trick.
But in a perfect world, if you're like, yeah, describe your ideal man. Rich would be one for sure. Nice would be another.
Yeah.
So like I can
That's
see the
all he's
vision.
got going for
I
him.
can see the vision, but guess what? Guess what, ladies? Rich and nice, that's a fantasy. That's a fantasy. It doesn't
Yeah,
come
you can't
together.
be both.
No. You
You can't
gotta
be
pick one.
both. No, like, I'm sure, like, it was such a lovely, charming life they lived. So unfulfilling. Maybe he was even good in bed. Who's to say? Like, I
I
bet
bet
he
he was
was.
decent. I bet he was thorough. I bet that every
And
time they slept together, they were both
I bet she
satisfied.
got off every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't like adventurous for sure.
No, not
And
adventurous.
I bet his family was great. Like, they sounded awesome.
Yeah.
And they sounded like your perfect
And they sounded
all-American
like they were
family.
kind to Daphne.
Yes.
But did they know Daphne? No, they didn't.
And neither did Peter,
No.
because he never gave her the chance to
Because
voice her own story.
He never fucking asked.
He never asked. And that is why he's dead to me. And also because he's a little cheating hoe. Because let me tell you this. I wanted to throw up whenever she is retelling this story and she's like, and Peter walked through that door. So whenever she's like, it's been hours, and he calls me every day and he texts me what bar he's going to. But I laid on my couch and waited, and I was like, this is going nowhere good. And then she's like, then he walked through that
And
door, and
this
I was
is
like,
already knowing the
oh,
plot,
this is
too.
so bad. And she was like, I fucked up. Like, can I talk to you? I was like, stop. I've been here before. Stop it.
When I tell you, so I started this book before Tabby, and I told her, I was like, oh my God, my tummy hurts. And so then Tabby started it like shortly after me, like an hour later, and she was like, hello, like chapter two is
The worst
upsetting.
thing I've ever read, but the best thing I've ever read.
It was done so well that it had my tummy hurting, and I've never been cheated on.
I was just gutted. I was
Yeah.
gutted for her. Like, having been in that situation before, like, that is just the, I don't know, probably the lowest you could ever feel.
Yeah. Because you're like, what? Like in that moment, the first thing that goes through your head is like, what did I do wrong?
And that's exact, yeah.
Instead of what like they're doing is wrong.
And she's like, it only makes sense because she is perfect in every way and they're childhood best friends and she'll know him better than I ever could. And it's like, no, girl.
No.
You're no, girl.
No, girl, stand
No, you're not wrong. You
up.
know, you were not in the wrong here.
Yeah, but you start wondering like, how did I fuck this up? How did I? And you know what's funny? What's funny about funny story? It's got triggers for everyone because guess what? I've never been cheated on, so that one didn't get me. But guess what? If you have daddy issues,
Oh yeah.
this is the book for you.
I broke down to a cold sweat
Oh,
twice throughout this book. Oh, I was
because
upset.
then whenever and again, Miles and Daphne are not officially together, but they're
Yeah.
like into each other. But then Daphne thinks that he went back to Petra and she's like, holy fucking shit. Like, I
It's
cannot
happening
do this
again.
again.
It's happening again.
And to the same woman. So she is just
Oh
like,
man, she cannot fucking win against
she's
Petra
ready
in her
to
head.
just vaporize off of the
She
planet.
actually had already booked a plane ticket to wherever.
Just, she's like, you know what? What's the cheapest flight you have
Whatever you can
available?
get me. No, and just the fact that every time we fucking see Peter, he is trying to sabotage the relationship that he already sabotaged.
Yes.
And like, what a self-destructive man.
I forgot we were even talking about Peter. Yeah, let's
Fuck,
shit on him
dude.
some more.
Yeah, I'm ready to keep doing it.
What else is there? What else is
Miles.
there?
So his opinion of Miles not being good enough for Petra and then also not being good enough for her because no one's as good as him.
Yeah.
His mom told him so.
Yes.
And that's her little bu that's a little guy.
That's her little baby boy.
And just the fact that like he knows nothing about Miles because he didn't take the time to know him, his best friend's boyfriend. To know what a fantastic man he truly is. And just because he's poor, or not even poor, just because he is
A
middle
regular
class,
dude
a regular citizen
with a stable
here,
job.
that he works side jobs in the off season, like he's gotta be a fucking drug dealer. But Peter's
Like,
like, this guy is bad news.
what's
He's bad
so
news.
funny about that too is like, yeah, and when Daphne's looking back on it, she's like, oh my God. Peter was jealous.
He
That's why he
was.
hated Miles. He was jealous because he was in love with Petra, even though he told me he wasn't. And then she's just like seeing everything for what it is, and she is flabbergasted.
And then as soon as Miles has her, he was jealous of that because he
Yeah.
just can't stand that Miles stays on top.
Yes. And he's like, no, you're supposed to be pining after me. I dumped you
Yeah.
in a devastating way. You're supposed to be
I'm the love of your
heartbroken.
life. I was
Oh,
gonna
my.
get you out of the hood. Like, I was gonna raise you up in life.
You should be grateful. You should be grateful for the time that I
Yeah.
gave you. Fuck you,
Literally.
Peter. You
Fuck
know
you,
what?
Peter. Oh, and then when he
There's
showed
also
up
a
on
song
her
called
fucking.
Peter on the Tortured Poets Department, but it's
Is
actually about
there?
Peter Pan.
Oh.
But anyway.
Well, we won't do that to him. When he showed up at her door, And was like, yeah, I don't know how to tell you. Well, first of all, the fact that he wasn't even going to bring up that Miles was with Petra, but he was like, I think it's time for us to get back to, let's rekindle our love. I dumped this woman that I cheated on you with because I realized how stupid I was.
I
Let's
realized I
go.
made a mistake,
And he
and
really thought she was just going to pounce out the door with him.
he really fucking thought. And then when she didn't, he was like, "Oh,
Oh, by the
well,
way.
by the way, Miles is with Petra," and
Stupid bitch.
she still slams the door in his face. Fuck you, Peter.
Fuck
Fuck.
you, Peter. Dude, I can't stand Peter.
Petra, I also hate her. And you know what? That's hard for me because I'm a girl's girl, but you know who's not a girl's girl? Petra.
Petra is not a, and we all know that girl who just gets along with every single person. She gets along with every single person. There's nothing to dislike about them.
But you get a vibe,
But
and then
you
you're like, I
know.
can't say it because everyone's gonna think I'm a bitch because I don't
Yes.
like this beloved, perfect woman.
But it's like, I really like to pride myself on being able to, suss out those people. I feel like I have some pretty good discernment for the most part.
We got a vibe
And
check radar.
yes. And like, I know when you're a little fake ass hoe. And like, if she hadn't cheated on Peter, yeah, maybe she was really, truly just a nice, fun person. I don't know. But no, she's a little snake.
Yeah,
She's a little
cheated on
snake.
Miles, you mean? You said Peter.
Oh, I
Cheated
did.
on
Sorry.
Miles with
Cheated on
Peter.
Miles. My bad.
No, but just to be clear, she did not cheat on
He
Peter
did
as
not
far as
cheat
we
on
know.
Peter. She cheated on Miles
Yeah, she's
with
still a
Peter.
cheater. She's
But
still a cheater with Peter.
a little cheater, cheater.
Pumpkin eater, Peter eater.
I
That's.
was say, but I stopped myself and I'm glad you continued it.
Hey, we've
Yeah,
had a little bit to drink. The
he is one of
filter
those.
is the filter is the holes are getting bigger in the filter. You know what I'm
Yeah, the
saying?
filter is non-existent.
The
It does
filter, no,
not
it's
exist.
still there. It's just the holes are very, very large.
I don't even want to talk about Petra. I
Yeah.
don't like her.
Here's the thing is like, yeah, I hate her, but then at the same time, it's like, whatever. I hope things work out for you in the end, but like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I don't wish like ill upon you, but I kind of
Yeah,
do.
I do a little bit, but
I hope you
here's
get a
where I'm.
reality check at some point in your life.
Yes, because that's the thing. And honestly, same thing with Peter,
Yeah.
because they just have lived these lives where they've always been on a pedestal. They've always been liked by everyone, and they've always been told, you're the greatest, you're the best at everything, you're perfect. What they need is a fucking wake up call. And here's the thing, it's hard to feel bad for them because at this point they're like what in their early 30s. So it's like grow the fuck up.
Yeah, you were a goddamn adult.
They need to be humbled for real. And I think that's the only thing that's going to make them a better person is if they can be humbled
And
and realize what they're doing.
I do think both of them maybe were a little bit because obviously Daphne did give Peter a reality check and she's like, "You're not shit.
Yeah.
You're not getting back with me. You fucked up." And he had to live with that. And I'm sure Miles kind of had a similar conversation with Petra, but I think maybe he may let her down a little more gently,
Yeah,
because that's just who he is.
he's a little sleepy.
But I'm sure they did have a similar conversation where he was like, "You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. Like, I
Yeah.
think you need to reflect on those things." And I hope she took that to heart. I really
I
do.
hope so too. Same with
These
Peter.
fake people. I hope she took that to
I would love a universe where Peter and Petra, you know what? What would be great is if they like do some self-reflection,
heart.
figure themselves out.
And I hope they do end up together because they deserve each
And
other.
yeah, honestly, because the thing is, there was like an indication that they broke up because they disagreed on whether or not they wanted kids, which obviously that's a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think anything that they were doing was thought out. Obviously, when they got together, it's when they shouldn't have been getting together. They were both with other people.
It was both just like a last ditch thing because I think they can't deal with missing out on anything life has to
I know,
offer.
but like deep down, I have to give them the benefit of the doubt and just assume that they really do love each other a lot.
Yeah, I do think they do.
And so, like, in a perfect Emily Henry universe where there's world peace, I would love for them to spend some time apart. Work on themselves. Stop being such selfish fucking assholes. And then maybe they can give it another go.
This is one of my discussion questions, actually. So I'm so glad you brought that up. And I'm really
Oh,
excited to circle
okay.
back to
We'll talk
that.
about that. Yes.
Yeah. So we also really quick want to touch on Sadie and Cooper, because those were two really, pretty minor characters. We did not know a ton about either of them at all.
Yeah.
But I do know that they're bad friends.
Yeah.
Cooper's had a villain here.
Cooper's
Cooper,
fine. Cooper was friends with Peter. I lumped
he
them
made
together.
that
That's my
choice
bad.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you got to stand by your friends, even when they make dumb choices. You do.
Yeah.
You got to stand by
You got
them.
to stand by your friends even when they're committing
Now,
felonies.
Sadie didn't stand by her friend. She stood by her man. And Dolly Parton, she'd be proud of her, but not me.
I'm not proud.
Because I'm a girl's girl. And if my friend, who I knew prior to my relationship and was dating my significant other's friend, they got together, I think that is like almost a contract that you need to jot up, because
Yeah.
you got to stay friends even if that relationship does not pan out, because you were committed to them first. Sadie is trash. She's a bad
Sadie
friend.
is a bad friend.
And I think, I think it's nice, maybe, I don't know, that Daphne
Is giving her
is
another
like, I'm
chance.
willing to extend an olive branch here and just see what happens. Not me. I
Yeah.
wouldn't have.
No, you can bet your
You're
ass.
dead to me.
Yeah. As soon as you post that picture with Petra on
Oh,
your
you're
Instagram,
dead to me.
capital D dead.
That is a
An
crime.
act of
A
war.
crime.
That is truly heinous.
Treacherous. Treasonous.
I cannot imagine.
Oh my God,
Because what
no.
was going through her mind when she posted that? Like, she's
She's
like, oh
like,
my God,
me and
Daphne
my new
follows me.
bestie.
Yeah, but like, are you not like, oh my God, Daphne, my friend follows me, and like, how is this gonna look? No,
I
she didn't give it a
really,
thought.
she sounds like she is so fucking self-absorbed
Yeah.
that truly did not cross her mind.
Yeah,
She
you're
was
probably
like,
right.
wow, I'm having a great time with my
Which
new
is
friend
worse.
Petra. Yes, like what a selfish fucking person you are. You're not friends.
Because let's put ourselves in Sadie's shoes. Your friend gets dumped
Yeah.
by your boyfriend's friend because of cheating. Because he cheated on her with some other girl. That girl immediately, fuck you. I don't
Yeah.
care. I don't care if you are the kindest person on the planet. I will not be
I
kind to
have
you.
beef with you immediately.
Cordial if I have to be.
I'm not gonna fight you in public, but
Yeah.
like,
Like I won't stir shit up, but
I'm
I
gonna say
won't
some
be your
shitty ass
friend.
things behind your back.
But to your face, I'll be like polite, and that's it.
Because I'm
Nothing
a
more.
classy person, if anything.
Yeah. And you
I
don't deserve the energy that it would
have
take, you
some
know?
goddamn humanity here, but
Yeah. Fuck
no, couldn't
Petra,
be
fuck
me.
Peter, fuck Sadie.
Fuck Sadie too.
And Cooper's fine, I guess.
Cooper did
He's stuck
nothing wrong
by his friend.
here.
Even though, Cooper, you should be
You
kind of telling
should
your friend that he
reconsider,
sucks.
and you should maybe reconsider your girlfriend because she ain't loyal. She ain't
Yeah,
loyal.
she ain't loyal. If she's gonna ditch her best friend,
She's gonna ditch you
she's
down the
gonna
road,
ditch you
buddy.
next. All right. And if she's gonna be okay with little Miss Petra and Peter being together, what's
Because
that
you know
say?
what a real friend would have done with Peter is be like, hey, you know how she was willing to cheat on you and you were willing to cheat with her? Who's to say she won't do it again, Peter?
Yeah, who's to say she's not calling Miles right now?
Yeah, she was ready to.
Begging for his forgiveness. Yeah, she was. As soon as her and Peter broke up, who's the first call she made? Miles.
Miles,
Embarrassing for you, Peter.
Sorry, you're the other man.
Ooh,
Okay.
'cause she knows she fucked up. She knows
I'll
that
put.
Miles was end game and she fucked up.
Right, let's put Sadie and Cooper to bed.
Good night.
You get no more of my energy. You know who does, though? Daphne's
Daphne's
parents.
parents.
I have nothing bad to say about her mom. She was just doing her best. She was a boss lady. Did she work a lot? Yes, but she was providing.
She
She
was
was the mom and the dad.
a single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kid and never stops.
Never stopped. And she loves her more too. And then hangs up the phone. Yeah. No. Holly Vincent. Well, that's not even her last name. Is her last name Vincent? I don't
And
know.
I don't know if they were ever married.
Holly can do no wrong in my
Holly
eyes.
Daphne's mom.
She is getting fit. She's making friends. She is going on super fun trips because she dedicated her heart and soul to being a mother, and now she gets to have fun. Nothing wrong
And
with
she's still a
that.
great mom on top of it
She's a
all
great mom.
to her
She
adult
would, I
daughter.
think she would have dropped what she was doing and would have flown out there if Daphne, but Daphne didn't want her to.
No, she was like, "Mom, you've given too much
Daphne didn't want her
already."
to. And I love the
And it
relationship.
was best for Daphne in the end too. Daphne
Yes.
needed to do some self-discovery.
Because like her mom, I don't, and Daphne never held this against her mom, and her mom never held having Daphne against her. She's just like, no, this is the situation. We're gonna make the best of it. I'm gonna do what I can. I'm sorry that I work a lot, but know that I love you. Here's all the things I can provide for you. But she wasn't using that to buy her love. Like it was accentuating her
She
love.
was doing what she thought needed to be done to take care of
Yes.
her child. That's what she did.
She still made them have a cozy home. They still cook together. I mean, she's a good mom.
And she was all the while, she was emotionally supportive as well. She wasn't only providing the
Their little
necessities.
whiny babies chat. I think
Oh my
that is
God.
such a healthy and fun thing. Like, let's complain about things. Tell me
Yes.
what sucks right now.
And what's so funny is, like, I think all of us do that without even realizing. Like, we just have little whiny babies. We're like,
Sometimes you just need to vent.
I know these problems are so small in the grand scheme of things. I understand that, but
They still
they're
suck.
weighing on you, and it feels good to just talk about them. Whiny babies.
Yeah, it was so refreshing to have a good mother in this book. 'Cause I feel like a lot of the times like the moms just aren't really talked about, or like they're just not, I don't know, they're not
Not really
present or they're dead.
emphasized.
And like just to have such a positive and strong mom, I don't know. That was so nice to
Yes,
see.
and again, it was reflected in Ashley as well.
Yes.
That was a
Ah,
good,
that
this
was
is a
a
great
good
book for
full
moms.
circle.
Good mom
You need to
representation.
read this if you think maybe you're not doing enough as a mom,
But then
because
there's
you are.
also Miles and Julia's mom.
She was a bad mom, and I think that was just such a startling contrast in this book. And I'm glad we did not dwell on their mother. I'm glad we never met her. She
Yeah, fuck
stayed
her.
away,
She can
and
go to hell.
that was enough for me. Jason and Starfire.
Let's talk about them.
Because I think Star, I would like to travel the world with Starfire.
Yeah, I kind of like her.
I loved her.
And I think she's good for Daphne's dad.
That was such a conflicting. So as soon as I started reading that, I thought of you. And I'll let you touch on this because I'm sure that was a little bit of a harder read for
Let's
you than
air
it
some
was for
things
me.
out.
Yeah.
Welcome to Therapy Corner on the Best Friends Book Club.
This is actually our diary.
You know what? Digital footprint who? Like, I
I
don't
don't
care.
care.
No, this is the people want to hear this. So, unfortunately, I can relate to Daphne in this part of the plot. There are some things that are different because, like, while Daphne struggled with this her entire childhood, her dad not being present, I did in some ways throughout childhood, but really it was more like an adult that, like, once I was an adult, that my dad kind of like was like, fuck you, and went and married some lady who is reminiscent of Starfire. And it was jarring. I can tell you it's jarring because you're like, hello? Like, what am I? Fucking chopped liver?
It's like
And
you
it
haven't
really
talked to me in
does.
8 years.
Yeah. And it has you like contemplating, like, okay, what was so wrong with me that you went and found some
Her.
fucking weirdo? No offense to Starfire. She seems very
She
sweet.
sounded like a
And
really
you know
lovely
what?
lady.
No offense to this IRL lady that my dad is now with. Maybe she's kind. I don't know. But like, it stings whenever it, like, the person who, like, because a parent, and a lot of people deal with this, a parent is supposed to unconditionally love their child, you know, by default. A parent is supposed to always be there for their child and always love them. And so, like, when a parent actively chooses not to do that, it hurts a lot. And so I felt for Daphne. This book had me crying in the club, but also it had me laughing and it had me kind of seeing the other side because
Yeah.
Starfire As weird as she is, and she's weird, she's good for him.
He's
She's
so
got
weird.
him like healing in certain ways, and she's got Daphne's dad committing, which he had never done before. And so it's like, okay, maybe we should look at it from that perspective. Like maybe let's see the positive side. And it was still done in a healthy way because Daphne set
Yes.
boundaries. She was like, this is not okay. I'm not okay with this. And if you want to have a relationship, then X needs to happen. And so she set those boundaries, and
And
it's
I
good
think
for
he
her.
really took that to heart. I really
He did.
do.
It seems like, because like in the little flash forward, it was like, yeah, we've seen Dad and Starfire a couple times and it's been good. Like it was brief, but it was
Well,
progress.
and I think the kicking off point too was him calling her on the day of the readathon,
That was
and he
sweet.
remembered. And I love that she took that moment to be like, I appreciate you calling, but just know you hurt me so bad by
Yeah.
leaving and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not ready to forgive you for this. And I may down the road, but
Yeah.
this is it. Like, this
And
is what needs to do.
she was like, I will call you at a time that's good for me. Goodbye.
And I love that. But it really was a tough read. And I don't know. I think that's what was really cool about this book. There were a lot of tougher parts to read than just the breakup. Like, there were some things that she really like challenged the readers with, that she really like dove deep into, and her relationship with her father was one of those things. And it made you so sad because you could see how fun of a person he was, and like, yeah, he probably is the life of the party, and like he probably does like just shower you with his attention in that moment. And
Yeah.
then when he leaves, like, that's so hard. And like,
Yeah.
as a child, that would be so hard. I will say, I have never laughed harder at a book than I woke my husband up reading
Starfire.
when she was like, Starfire asked me to call her mom, and Miles was like, oh, weird. She asked me to call her that too.
And then she was like, it
If
has
it
me
makes you feel
questioning
better.
what, like, it makes me want to tell her to look up the definition in a dictionary. What made
I
me laugh out loud
cackled.
when she was talking about her psychic and was like, yes,
Ripped
we've
off the
been
Titanic.
married in past lives. And like, we were together on the Titanic. He was an artist, he was a poor artist. And I was a rich socialite. And Daphne was like, oh, so just it's the plot of the movie. And Starfire says, what movie?
She was so funny. She was like
Oh.
that break in tension, that breath of fresh air that I desperately needed in that moment, because
And
otherwise it
she's,
would have been too heavy.
yes, because you're dealing with all the stuff with like Daphne's freaking out about her dad
Yes.
being there.
Oh my God.
And Starfire, the funny thing about Starfire too is she is genuinely just that stupid.
She probably really did want to be a mother figure for both of them.
And they were like, no.
No, that's okay. Thank you. I have a mom. I want to tell a quick story because Starfire reminds me of, and Carol, if you're listening to this somehow, I
No,
love you
you're
so
not.
much. She's not, though. She would never. But my neighbor, one time on Derby Day, they took us out to a bar, and Carol was blacked out. Like, she had
Okay,
probably been blacked out since 1 p.m.
Carol.
And we were sitting there at the bar, and like she kept telling us about our auras. And like she would look to me and she'd be like, you just have such a free spirited aura, and you just seem so relaxed. And like, no, I'm not. Thank you, though. And
Free spirited, I'll give you. Relaxed, no.
she looked to Alex and she goes, you're dealing with a lot. She's like, your spirits are really fighting some demons right now. And Alex was like, oh. And he's like, is that so? And she goes, it's okay if you need to talk to me. You can treat me like a mom here. Said that to him. And he was like, no, I'm actually really good. And she's like, that's okay. Sometimes it takes some time to come to terms with it. It was like, your aura is very black. He was like, okay.
My jaw is on the
My
floor.
jaw was also on the floor.
Like,
And
okay.
in the same breath, asked me if I had any Native American heritage. And I said,
Oh.
a little bit.
Yeah, actually, like a
Yeah,
16th.
like just like a little bit. And she was like, "Your ancestors are in the room with us right
Oh
now. We are in a fucking packed bar on Derby Day telling me
my God.
about."
Has she ever claimed to be psychic before, or was this just like a drunk alter ego?
This was the first time I had ever spent time with them.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe this is something she does.
And I don't know why, but Starfire just, well, I do know why. Starfire reminds me so much of my neighbor Carol.
We do know why.
We do know why. But in that moment, I was like, this is probably the wildest thing to happen to me in public. Carol and Starfire are one and the same.
Amazing. Well, that is pretty much the cast of characters in this book.
We're going to end up talking more about this book for longer than we did the last Crescent City book.
And that's wild because that book was like 700 some pages.
This was like maybe
400, a
400.
little less. Let's just kind of do like some general, like little things that we liked about the book that we haven't already talked about.
I want to talk about Gil really quick.
Let's.
Because what a phenomenal minor character that we
Yeah.
just sprinkled in on the front end here. Like that really kick-started the story, in my opinion, and was just like a nice little running inside joke for the rest of the book. Gil is the type of man that I would love nothing more than to meet in a bar, like a shit ass bar somewhere and talk to for hours.
Yes. And I can picture it too.
Yeah, I think I've met
Especially
him.
like in our hometown, like that interaction is so realistic. It's not even funny.
I have met Gil for sure.
Yeah, I've met the man that Gil is based on.
Yes.
His name has been changed for privacy
He was
reasons.
at my bar, and I thought that was such a smart addition, such a good starting off
She
point. That's where we dived in, because that's where the night really kicked off. That's where it took place.
Yes.
That's where the bond was formed between them,
Yes.
the two of them.
And like you said, it became like an inside joke. And I think like something that Emily Henry does in all of her books is like really perfects the not even side characters, the minor, like
Don't matter
literally
characters.
background characters.
It's the same with like Barb and Lenore. Like, are those just two like cute little lesbian grandmas
I
that
think
we
so.
sell
Yeah.
fruit and veggies on the side of the road and play poker? That's the shit.
I want to
Those,
be Barb and Lenore when I
I
grow
want
up.
to be Barb and Lenore. We are going to sell produce on the side of the road.
Another thing that I loved was like in this book, the pining was front and center. So, like, even from the first time that Daphne kissed Miles, and it was just like, it was supposed to be fake, right? But she was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Like, wait a
Like,
minute.
I'm into this man. Oh my God. Then they're sitting on the couch and he's kind of just being like playful. They have a little friendship at this point.
The fucking couch scene, dude.
Oh my God. And they're like, it's just because we kiss. It's just weird. It's just weird. Then 2 seconds later, making out and
Oh my
more.
God. Yeah, and more. First of all, he is a generous lover, and I love that about him. But also, like, the tension in that scene, because they get interrupted. Of course, they get interrupted,
Yes.
because at this point, we're like 30% into the book.
Yeah.
And
And I
I'm
was
like,
like, oh.
whoa, 30% in. Emily, that was a great choice that you made
It was a
there.
little breadcrumb
Yeah,
trail.
that was enough to keep me going.
It motivated me to keep reading.
I was like, I need to know what else happens in the next, we'll say 60% of the book, because the 90%, that's the epilogue and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens in the rest of this
I want the
book?
meat and potatoes. You know what was just really had me giggling and kicking my feet? Miles just says what he's thinking
All the time.
all the time.
When she would
And that
moan.
extends to when they're getting it on. He thinks it, he says it.
And I love that about him. I really do.
I.
He talks her through it by just spouting off
Whoa.
whatever pops into his head.
Whoa. He just he
It wasn't even like graphic.
no, and I think that makes it better.
And that's what makes it so good.
It was simple. It was, I love the sounds you make. It was,
Yeah.
you're so sexy.
Like,
I
oh
was
my
like,
God, thank you. You know what? That is not said enough in books, I don't think.
no, like, let's be simple with it. Let's bring it
Keep
back
it
to the
simple.
basics. Let's bring it back. Let's go back to our ABCs of dirty
Compliment
talk.
me during sex. Thank
Yeah.
you. All
Dear
I well,
God.
that may just be a not everybody thing. It may not be an
No.
everybody thing.
No. Not everybody.
It's a
You
me thing.
know what? I think a lot of people would appreciate it though.
Who doesn't like positive reinforcement, you know?
Yeah, well, some people probably. But
Some positive affirmations.
you could
Some
at
people,
least
yeah, are not into that. I apologize.
like state the objective thing. So like,
Yes.
I
Like,
love the
this
sound
is
you make.
amazing.
Or this feels nice. That feels nice.
You're so great.
You're
You're doing a good job.
doing great, sweetie. All right, moving
Moving on.
on.
I want to talk about the kayak scene because it fucking killed me. There's also a little Easter egg, I think, in my opinion. It's kind of up in the air. There's a couple Easter eggs that I want to talk about, but I want to talk about the kayak scene first because I was crying when they, like, so obviously they hated the couple in front of them. They're like, these are the worst people I've ever met in my life. They were like, what was your favorite part? And they're like, oh, him getting like three cats and naming them all the goddess. And he was like, oh, really? That was like my favorite thing about Keith. And she said, my favorite thing was when Gladys had that coughing fit and couldn't talk for 11 seconds.
They're
It
so funny.
tickled me so bad.
They're
Like,
so
because
funny.
these are the most positive people. Like, they are so nice and kind to everybody. And for whatever reason,
They
Gladys
couldn't
and Keith
handle
just
them.
set them over the edge.
Oh, we've all been there.
So there's some Easter eggs in this book,
Yeah, tell me.
supposedly. So the other couple besides Keith and Gladys that were there is supposed to be Poppy and Alex, who are talking about, like, because there was like a really big height difference and like the way they described him. So that's not like confirmed, but she was like, there's two
But
Easter
of
eggs in
course it
this book,
is.
but it's Poppy and Alex. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because of like what they were talking about and stuff.
I
And
did
then
not notice.
the other one, you know how she was talking about wanting to go see like an author, like a book signing, and she and
Yeah.
Sadie were supposed to go together. It's January.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. Oh my God.
It
So
was so cute. And so, like, those are just two really tiny Easter eggs. And I appreciate those. I think that's fun.
it makes the world go round.
Either that, it's either January or it's the author that Nora is like the
Like
editor.
signing, yeah,
Yeah.
like the
Public.
one who did like the
What's it called?
fuck.
Not an editor.
Isn't she an editor?
Well, she is now. Well,
Oh,
yeah,
she
she was.
became an editor.
Okay, so it was probably January.
Hold on, we haven't read that book in a long time. Everyone give us a break,
Everyone
okay?
shut
I
up.
know you're
Okay.
screaming at us from the other side.
It's probably January.
It's probably January, and I think it would be because Daphne would be a romance reader, and January writes romance
Yeah,
novels.
yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I choose to
Mystery
believe that.
solved. We're in charge. Okay.
This is my podcast.
I wrote this book.
We love you, Emily.
Please don't sue me. I did not read this book. Okay. Another thing that I thought was refreshing was that both Daphne and Miles came from like broken homes in a way. I just thought
Yeah.
that was like, not every book does that. Like a lot of times, like one comes from a very like loving, supportive home and one doesn't. So I think like by having them both come from their own like set of family problems, they like understood each other more. I think it made them more relatable to more people. And I just think like it contributed to their relationship with each other. I thought that was a nice detail.
Yeah, for sure. One thing that I think this is the one thing that like kind of bothered me, I guess, about the book. At the very end, when they're getting back together, like I think she led everyone to believe she's gonna get this house. And like, and then
Oh,
she's
the
like,
greenhouse.
I can't afford this house. She's like, but I did get an apartment and I'm moving out. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, Miles can't afford rent.
Like, save your money, girl.
Like,
Like, you could stay in separate bedrooms.
why did you get your own apartment? You
Yeah.
have a perfectly good one with Miles, and it's
Yeah.
in bedrooms. So that was the only thing like I didn't understand, because then a year later they bought a house.
Yeah, I
And it's like
agree.
you could have
And
bought a house quicker if you had not had two different rents.
you might have even been able to afford the greenhouse instead of the orange one.
That
No,
was
I
weird.
agree. I
That was a
agree.
weird thing to do.
But we did talk about this a little bit off the recording, and I think like it was just kind of that trauma response to what happened with Peter. Like she was like, I have to have, if we're gonna do this, I have to have my own place, because what happened with Peter is she was with him. She got dumped in the most traumatic way possible, and she had to find somewhere else to go. So I can understand it from that perspective.
Sure, I get that.
But it was not financially sound.
No, it was a stupid thing to do, but she needed a place to live and she wasn't sure if they're getting back together, so I get it. But just obviously we don't love miscommunication. Like
Yeah.
it's hard to read. It's necessary, but it's hard to read. They're sucked. They're
Yeah.
sucked so bad,
It
because
hurt
again,
because I was like,
it could have been
not
avoided.
Miles. I was
It
like,
could have
he
been
wouldn't.
avoided.
Yeah, I know. If Miles had just been like fessed up about like going to see her dad. But again,
That's
I
not who he is
understand
as
why
a
he didn't.
person.
Yeah. So we get it,
I
okay?
do. It just, I, it,
Something
ugh, it kills me every time.
I know, it really does. Something that I think was, oh, this might be my favorite thing about the book. Okay. So I'm gonna just talk about it in general, and then we're gonna break it down. So the parallel of opening and closing the book with opening it with the story of how her and Peter met, closing it with the story of how her and Miles met.
It was
Chef's kiss.
so
Perfect.
good.
Had me screaming, crying, throwing up. I loved it. What is even cooler about it is it goes beyond that. Like, there are little things that she's done that, when you think about it, it like fully fleshes it out. So at the beginning, Daphne is, she's reminiscing at this point, she's already been dumped by Peter. At the point that she's thinking about how he used to always tell the story of how they met and how she loved it, he's already dumped her. And she's realizing, she's like, oh, you know what? He always told the story, but he left out the part about how my hat went in the trash and I had leftover, like, noodles in my hair. She's
Yeah.
like, that's weird. He left that detail out. It's not weird
Because that was
because
gross to
it
him.
was gross to him. It was embarrassing to him. He left out the
The
details
funny
that were not,
story.
he left out the funny story. Okay. So flash forward. This is not the end of the book, but like kind of at the beginning, Daphne is just kicking off her friendship with Ashley. And at this point, she's really embarrassed about what she's done when she's explaining her situation with Miles. She's like, Ashley, please do not tell anyone, but I lied to my ex and told him I was dating now his fiance's ex because I was embarrassed to be alone. And so Ashley is like, that's fucking hilarious. I love that. But Daphne is really embarrassed about that. She's like, I cannot believe I did that. Like, that is not me.
And
That
she's
is a
like, why
wild
are
thing
you
to
so
do.
embarrassed?
Yeah, and Ashley's like, no, that's like funny, that's hilarious. Okay. Flash forward to the very end of the book. Her and Miles are together. They've been together for over a year. And she gets that and she's about to tell the story of how they met. Miles goes, funny story. And that's how you know.
And then lets her finish.
Lets her finish, and you just know that she is probably cheesing so fucking hard
Oh,
as
yeah.
she is recounting every what used to be an embarrassing detail to her as now the best story that's ever happened to
Every
her.
adventure they went on, meeting Gil, going kayaking, all that. She tells every single bit of
She
it.
tells every detail. You know what? She probably even tells, she's like, yeah, and then we ran into my ex in the parking lot at the lavender orchard
We made out in front
and
of him.
I spite kissed Miles. Like, she tells every gory
Yes.
detail. I just know it. And I think that is, Emily wrote this book just to have that happen.
She wrote the last five paragraphs and then wrote a book around it.
Actually, she might have,
She might have.
because it was too perfect for that not to be what happened.
Yes. But in conclusion, one of the best books I've ever read.
It is in my favorites, for sure.
As always, we do have some discussion questions that we like to go
Yes.
over at the end. Do you
Yeah.
want to go? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, let me go first. So, if you worked as a librarian, which would be an amazing job,
Amazing.
would you prefer to work as an adult librarian or a children's librarian, and why?
Me personally, an adult librarian, because I don't understand children.
Same.
And I'm not like a patient person.
Same.
So probably adult, because I just feel like I connect better with adults. If I, fuck up or something, it's an adult, it's not the end of the world. With a kid, it is.
Yeah.
My reading, personal reading tastes are not
Adult.
appropriate for children.
Same.
And so I just, in general, I think adults would probably be a better route for me.
Everything that you just said, I agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really appreciate
I think
Daphne's
what
character
children librarians
and
do is amazing, because kids
yeah.
are our future, and it is so important for kids to read and to want to read and to be involved in that.
And I
And
remember being a big reader as a kid
yes,
when, and I would have loved all the things in this book.
and libraries are such a safe place for so many children. And so, yeah, those are superheroes. I personally cannot do it.
Same with teachers.
You don't want me to mold the future generations.
Yeah, you just don't want that.
You just
But
don't want it.
thankful for those of you who do a great job at it.
Go ahead and ask your second one, because I feel like our last one's going to take a minute
Okay.
to dive deep.
Another quick question. It's just a little silly one. What would be your favorite place to visit in Waning Bay, Michigan, and why?
So, I want to visit the lavender fields, but I also really want to. Okay, so anytime I go anywhere, I travel anywhere, I try to go to a local coffee shop, because I think that is like the beating heart of any town.
Yes.
That is where you truly see like a reflection of that town.
Yeah.
And so I would want to go to the coffee shop for sure.
Yeah. I think it was called FICA.
FICA, yeah.
Yes. I agree. I would want to go to FICA. I would want to go to the library. Can we do multiple? Oh my God,
Yeah, no, I want to go to the library too.
I want to go everywhere.
It sounds
I
like a
want to go to Meat Locker.
beautiful,
I think
sounds like a beautiful
ultimately,
town. You're right. Actually, I take everything back. My love
you can
language
only
is
pick
a
one,
my
Meat
love
Locker.
language is a shitty dive bar.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So,
Yeah.
Tab and I, in our hometown, there is this shitty bar we frequent usually when she is here. They have karaoke, they have darts, they have it all.
I love it.
And shout out to them. It's called the First Ward. Love them.
I love you so much.
Love you so much. But yeah, I see a lot of the First Ward and Meat Locker, I
It
think.
did remind me of Shenaway Pub as well here in
Oh, and
Lexington.
yes, and that's a Kentucky classic right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember, I've only been there once with you, but I remember that so vividly. It was such an experience. I loved it.
It is an immersive experience.
Yes. Yeah, you truly feel like you're transported to another world. And that's what I look for in a bar.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, I want to be in there, Like, I want to be part of the bar.
I want to be immersed.
I want to be
I want to
immersed in the
feel
bar.
like an essential piece of furniture in that bar.
Yeah, so the meat locker would be a very important stop for me.
Yeah.
But, like, I need to be there at 2 a.m.
Yes. Yes,
Yeah.
we show up at 11, we still stay till 2. We
I'm
close it
closing
down.
down the bar. Yeah.
Closing time.
Exactly. They'll have to
Yeah.
play that to get me out of there.
Yeah. And they will.
Okay. So my final question, as we know, in People We Meet on Vacation, Poppy and Alex, did you about spill that?
No, I tried. Okay. I tried to refill my wine and I forgot to take the lid off.
I see.
Please
That's really
continue.
embarrassing. Okay, so as we know, in People We Meet on Vacation, Poppy and Alex are also childhood best friends.
Yeah.
Alex is in a relationship. When he and Poppy kind of reconnect,
Oh,
he
God.
literally got a vasectomy to not have children with any woman except for Poppy.
And we talked about
And
that.
they both rekindle their relationship later on in life as adults. Obviously, there are some differences between what happened with them and what happened with Peter and Petra, because Peter and Petra cheated on their significant others. But why do you feel like it's a better story for Poppy and Alex than what happened with Peter and Petra?
This is a great question.
I was thinking about this a lot.
Great question. And I am going to just give you, first of all, I'm going to give you the simple answer. And I think that is the narrative from which
Sure.
it is told, because People We Meet on Vacation is told from Poppy's perspective.
It is a
It
best
is,
friends to lovers book.
yes, it is Poppy's story. That is her best friend. She realizes she has stronger feelings for him than friendship. He feels the same. They get together. So it feels like a win.
Right. But just imagine that perspective from Petra's point of view.
And what is the name of the girl that
I
Alex
don't
dated?
remember, but she was done so
She was
fucking
done so dirty,
dirty.
and we talked about it in that episode too. But so we can't remember her name, but let's talk about like her perspective, because
Yeah.
from her perspective, she is the Daphne of that story,
Yeah.
because I am sure that it came up. I am
Yeah.
sure that Alex reassured her and said, "We are just
No,
friends. She
just
is just
friends.
my friend. There's nothing else going on." And while that was true,
He
that's not what
still
he
had
wanted.
precautions in
That's not what
place.
he wanted more. Like, yes, it is the truth that you were just friends when you're reassuring your girlfriend, but you wanted more. So, low key,
There's
it's
not
not that
much of a
different.
difference.
And I think that's why I was, after we absolutely shit on Peter and Petra earlier, I think that's why deep
It's like
down I was kind of like, let me
if
take a second
they
to defend
did
them
end
a little
up
bit.
together, it would make sense.
Yes, and I would understand it,
Yeah.
because like I would say that any wonderful partnership has a foundation of friendship. And
Sure.
sometimes you realize, like once you've built a friendship, sometimes you realize, oh, this could be more. This could be a partnership. I think that happens for a lot of people. And I understand it. Is there a right way to go about it? Yes.
Absolutely. Do
Yes.
not hurt other people
Do
too.
not hurt other people. If you are in a relationship and you are pining for your best friend, just go ahead and break up with your partner.
Because that's not your person.
That's not your person,
It's
and you're
just
not
not.
doing anyone any favors. And you know what? Maybe you won't end up ever dating your best friend. Maybe you won't, but it's not worth it. If that person that you're currently with is not the center of your universe and you're pining for your best friend instead, you just need to go ahead and end that partnership, because like it's just not the one. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
maybe there would be a different partnership that would be the one for you and would make you stop pining for your best friend.
Right.
Or maybe you just need to be with your best friend. But
Either
there's a
way,
right way to
it's
go about
not
it.
your current partner.
Yeah, there is just a wrong way and a right way to do things. And
Yeah.
I think Poppy and Alex, they really didn't do anything
They didn't do anything. Well,
terribly wrong. Alex did kind of, the thing is like, okay, because here, let me phrase it this way. These were all like thoughts that he was having and things that he was doing, but he wasn't like actively hurting her. He wasn't like actively being
he was
disloyal.
settling
He was settling.
because he knew deep down that is not who he wanted to be with. And if the opportunity came along, he was gonna jump on it.
I'm making a face because I'm like,
I know.
this is a devastating
Because
conversation to
it's the
have.
same
It
situation.
is. I think you're right. I
It's
think
the same situation.
Poppy and Alex are the
It
villains
they could have
and the
so
heroes.
easily been Petra and Peter. So easily. And Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up, because I was like, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is. And again, it goes back to my more simple answer. It's
Yeah.
all in the narrative.
And I love that Emily Henry did that. I
Yeah.
really do.
She said, here, let me put a little twist on
I want
things.
to show you this from their perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. And whatever, I cannot remember her name, but whatever Alex's ex-girlfriend's name is, I hope you
She
found your
deserves
miles.
better.
I hope you found
Yep.
your miles. Love you.
That's that. So that wraps up funny
Well,
story.
wrapping up lesson
Oh.
one, what we have learned so far.
Alexa, stop. Oh my God. That wraps up funny story. Join us next week. We are going to be sharing our fan cast for funny story. As you know, that is the hardest thing we've ever done in our lives. But I know a movie's going to be made
Yes.
for sure.
She already has movies in the works for multiple of her books. So this
Yes.
is definitely going to get picked up at some point. So we will
Oh,
be just
absolutely.
casting it for her. We got it. You can trust us. The week after that, we are kicking off. So we're having a little bit of a rom-com summer.
I'm
And
so
we're going to be
excited.
doing the Coen Brothers series. So we're going to start with the week after the fan casting, A Not So Meet Cute, which is the first of the three books in the Coen Brothers series. And we are going to be kind of flying through these because normally it's like a book and then a mini-sode, but we're going to kind of be putting them back to back. So yeah, I've heard that they're cute and fun. I've not read them
And they're
yet.
very short. They're very
Yes.
good.
They're going to be so good. So go ahead, get started on that book. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.